AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. Head coach Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs are headed to Las Vegas.
Yeah, he's heading back to the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years.
That is Jim Nantz on CBS. The Chiefs beating the Baltimore Ravens 17-10 for the AFC Championship title and a chance to defend their Super Bowl title in 2 weeks. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
We've been underdogs for the last few games, but we never feel like underdogs. We got a lot of guys on this team that know how to win. And when playoffs came around, I knew we were going to make it happen. And now we're in the Super Bowl, and the job's not done. We got to go out there into Vegas and play a great team and see if we can go out there and get the Super Bowl.
The Detroit Lions now taking on the San Francisco 49ers for the NFC title on Fox. They're up 7-0 in the first quarter. Our other big story tonight is that deadly drone attack overnight in Jordan, where 3 U.S. service members were killed and more than 30 others were injured near Syria's border. CBS's Margaret Brennan has more.
The militia that I have heard referenced as suspected to be behind this attack is Kataib Hezbollah, or KH, as U.S. officials refer to it. It is Iranian-backed and based in Iraq, though also operating in Syria.
It's still unclear how the U.S. will respond. A bipartisan deal on immigration reform could be introduced this week in Congress. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy was on CNN.
We are sort of finalizing the last pieces of text right now. This bill could be ready to be on the floor of the United States Senate next week, but it won't be if Republicans decide that they want to keep this issue unsettled for political purposes.
House Republicans have been holding up foreign aid to Israel and Ukraine. Police say a shooter is dead after firing on officers responding to a domestic disturbance in Palm Bay, Florida. Police Chief Marco Argullo.
2 of our officers were shot and are currently being treated at a local hospital. They are going to survive.
Another person did die in this incident but has not been identified. And thousands are celebrating the Lunar New Year in Monterey Park, California tonight, where 11 people were killed in a mass shooting last year. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tina Patel.
Many attendees say that still feels heavy to them, but they felt it was important to come together as a community to remember those who were lost and to also show that as a community, they are stronger than ever.
The victims were all Asian.
No, she's an experiment.
Oscar contenders, Poor Things, American Fiction, and The Holdovers were just a few movies that brought in a couple $1 million for theaters this weekend. But the box office crown goes to action flick The Beekeeper. It earned $7.4 million in ticket sales. Mean Girls coming in a very close second. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you, the big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. Bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico, to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, patchy fog, a low of 25. Monday, partly sunny, a high near 38. Some fog in the morning. Rain and snow possible. Drizzle Monday night with a low around 30 degrees. Cloudy skies and 37 on your Tuesday and near 40 degrees with sun on Wednesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, make me over. Look at my face. My name is Might Have Been. My name is Never Was. My name forgotten. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, there's only us left now. When I wake up, in my bed.
Side of the room, brown skin girl staring with the brown eyes. Ooh, baby, don't you know you're a cutie pie? Princess, little honey with a polka dot dress on. Ooh, 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 ooh.
brown skin girl with the white pearls round her neck. Brown skin girl, let me hold you close under the white moon. Cause baby, I'm ready, and you know that I'm waiting on you. Princess, little honey with the polka dot dress on. Ruby lip lady whose name I don't know. Let me tell you, darling.
Leon Bridges there with Brown Skin Girl from his 2015 mega hit, Coming Home. Before that, we opened up this hour with Hole featuring Courtney Love with Celebrity Skin. Up next, we got a song from an album from a polarizing group with a very polarizing record. It was a triple album that was released in 1980 from a group that, maybe was self-indulging just a little bit. This is from side five of Sandinista. Here's The Clash with Lose This Skin.
Tend to take apart in someone.
Been around a while, I know wrong from right. Learned a long time ago, things ain't always black and white. Just like you can't judge a book by the cover, we all got to be careful how we treat one another. But I never once complained. I knew he had a good heart, but he just didn't understand that I needed to be treated just like any other man. Child down when he was old enough.
enough to know. I said, out there in this big wide world, you're gonna meet all kind of folks. I said, son, it all come down to just one simple rule, that you treat everybody just the way you want them to treat you. Skin deep, skin deep, underneath, we're all the same.
The great, the legend, Buddy Guy there with a little help from Derek Trucks. That was Skin Deep, and that brings us to our next break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to play a truly bizarre version of a classic Jimmy Rogers tune by two guys from Madison, a couple of Fender guitars at the ready, and, well, you're going to have to listen to it to believe it. Coming up next here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. You'll need another mule skinner. Down on. And I can make any mule listen, or I won't accept your pay. We'll be right back.
this last undone, I was like a gun. It was over, felt like nothing good could come. Sure as he's gonna play and play. Like Michael back in the day.
And that was simply Skin by Sade, whose real name, by the way, was Helen Adu, which is one of the weird instances of someone making their name harder to pronounce. And before that, we opened up with the immortal version of Mule Skinner Blues by the Fendermen and their big hit from 1960. Up next is an example here on Seth Faces the Music of why you should never give up on certain artists. Lindsey Buckingham, of course, is most famous for being one of the leaders of Fleetwood Mac. And, you know, he had some success early on in his solo career. But then, you know, he kind of faded away a little bit. But this next song we're going to play is from his 2006 album of the same name. And I got to say, this is a remarkable track on a remarkable album. Don't give up on these guys. They're very good musicians. Here is Lindsey Buckingham with Under the Skin.
I No end or me, no way within. So I try to find it under your skin, under your skin, under your skin. No end or me, no way.
So I try to find it under your skin. Under your skin. Under your skin. Under your skin. Under your skin.
The great Nick Lowe there, noted bassist, songwriter, and producer with Skin Deep from his classic album, Labor of Lust. And before that, we had The Mysterines with Under Your Skin. One more break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, a band whose lead singer was one of the prime movers of the No Depression movement of the mid-90s with his band Uncle Tupelo, which later broke up, and he went on to form his own band, which, again, great stuff. Stay tuned, everyone. That's coming up next on WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, patchy fog, a low of 25. Monday, partly sunny, a high near 38. Some fog in the morning. Rain and snow possible. Drizzle Monday night with a low around 30 degrees. Cloudy skies and 37 on your Tuesday and near 40 degrees with sun on Wednesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like. Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race now.
No path to victory.
There is no path for...
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And the Family Stone there with Skin I'm In. And before that, we open this final set with Jay Farrar and Sunvolt with Phosphate Skin. Up next, we have a group who had some success in the 90s. They released 3 albums in 7 years. But since 1997, not a hide nor hair has been heard of this group, which is too bad because they released some really, really interesting stuff. Here from their classic album, 1990s Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. Here's Skin and Bone by The Sundays.
Better man than others, right by. Christmas, baby. You gotta let it all hang out.
Was Only Skin Deep by the cleverly named band Absinthe Minded. And that's going to bring to an end this episode of Seth Faces the Music. One more song to play us out. We're going to go with Lloyd Cole and the Commotions with Perfect Skin. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. We'll be with you again next week with more great music and another fun theme here on Seth Faces the Music. Bye-bye.
I keep my friends far too well. I'm up on the pavement. They're all down in the cellar with their golden grants. And my IQ, they brought me down to size. I could tell you the blues. Louise is a girl, I know her well. She's up on the pavement, yeah, she's...
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.